This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, in some ways, the message stay home during the COVID-19 pandemic may have worked a little too well. This is why hospitals across the country, including right here in Idaho, are reporting fewer visits for heart attacks and strokes and other medical emergencies. Now, although this phenomenon is not clearly understood, studies are underway, but many medical experts believe people are either choosing not to seek or to delay care in an emergency room because of the fear of contracting COVID-19. Dr. Lyndon Box is a cardiologist at West Valley Medical Center, and he is joining us live today to talk more about that. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Gemma. Thanks for having me on.
So first, let's just talk about the fact that there's really no way that things like heart attacks and strokes have just, you know, disappeared by upwards of 25%, correct?
We think that's true. There has been some speculation that maybe less stress, less people in the workplace might have something to do with it. But the reality is that there's no reason to think that would cause this kind of drop in the event rate of people having, you know, essentially heart attacks and strokes and other cardiac problems.
I mean, because just at your facility at West Valley, you've seen upwards of a 25% drop in these cases coming into your hospital?
Yes, that's true. We personally have seen those numbers right around 25 to 30%. And, you know, anecdotally, I've also had patients who did come in unfortunately late after they began having symptoms. One case in particular where the patient came in 2 to 3 days after they started having classic symptoms of a heart attack, and by that time had already suffered significant damage to their heart. And I'm hearing very similar stories from my peers and colleagues all across the country that we're seeing patients that are coming in late that have suffered, you know, more damage than they would have otherwise simply because they did not present to the hospital.
And in your opinion, why do you think that this is happening, you know, that people are delaying care or not getting care?
Well, there's multiple factors, and there is ongoing research that's being done trying to look into this, but still a lot of what I'm basing this off of is anecdotal. But I can, you know, say, for instance, in the patient I described, their fear was COVID-19. You know, they were afraid to present to the emergency room because of being exposed to other people. So there's definitely the fear of infection, but also there has been some misdirection on the part, I think, of healthcare providers who were good intentioned, but tried to manage things over the telephone or remotely that perhaps should have been best managed in the emergency room. And there's been reports of those types of things. Again, with good intention, but an unexpected consequence of that was that perhaps patients didn't get evaluated as quickly as they should be. We think there's probably factors on both sides.
Well, and I think that fear of being exposed to the virus is real. I mean, you know, I've got two boys, right? And I don't think, I can't tell you how many times I've said to them, like, don't jump off of that, or watch out, and then I end with, because this is not a good time to go to the emergency room.
No, and I think that the concerns are legitimate, and by all means still strongly support, you know, social distancing and the other measures that have been recommended. I think whenever you begin developing cardiac symptoms, then the risk to benefit ratio changes immediately. And that's the message that we're trying to get out to our patients, is that yes, you want to try to avoid contact with others. You want to try to limit your exposure to large settings of people. But if you're having the symptoms concerning for a heart problem, you know, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, those types of things, then you still need to seek care immediately, because the risk that you're having a heart attack and the potential consequences of that far outweigh the risk of exposure that you're going to be taking.
Because to be very blunt, Dr. Box, I mean, this could truly be a life or death situation when it comes particularly to like things like a heart attack.
Oh, definitely. And I think we're also transitioning into a different phase with this, and other concerns are coming up. And I can say, for example, in my own practice, initially all of my chronic patients, I was either, you know, doing telehealth visits or pushing their visits out as much as possible. However, this is drug on now for, you know, a little over 2 months, and we still have concerns that we may have a surge later on. There may be further restrictions in place. And so after a while, people's chronic conditions also come into play. So what we're doing at our facility is trying to make it as safe as possible for those patients that need to come in who may not be having an emergency, but also still need to see their doctor and maintain care for their chronic conditions. So I think that's becoming a concern as well.
So if someone is presenting with some type of symptoms, either for, like, let's say a stroke or a heart attack, and they need to go to the emergency room, what is your best advice for them? I mean, of course, go. But beyond that, I mean, how do they keep themselves safe?
So the standard advice has not changed from what it was prior to the pandemic, which is call 911. And that's a message that we try to get out universally, because of the fact that if you're having a heart attack or a stroke, the safest place for you to transport is going to be in an emergency medical service vehicle. You don't want to be in a private car and suddenly have a cardiac arrest. So for that reason, we suggest that people use 911 if they think they're having a heart attack or a stroke. And that will also ensure that you're being transported as safely as possible, because the EMS, they're doing everything they're supposed to do and can do to maintain your safety from exposure during transport. So I would say that without hesitation, that the best thing to do is, if you think you're having a heart attack or a stroke, is to call 911.
And getting back to what you said about really trying to maybe re-educate the public about, you know, taking care of yourself health-wise through this pandemic and beyond, you're holding, your facility is holding basically kind of a medical town hall meeting, correct?
That's right. That's scheduled for next Tuesday and May 26th at 12:30. And it's going to be open to anyone that wants to call in and really discuss their fears or concerns about COVID-19 and their health and how they get their health care.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this and, you know, getting the message out there that if you are showing certain medical emergency signs, you know, get yourself to the hospital and get checked out. Thank you for your time, Dr. Box.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We have been talking with Dr. Lyndon Box. He's a cardiologist at West Valley Medical Center. And I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to join us on this Thursday. And hey, it's not raining anymore, so that is a positive sign. But seriously, thank you all for being a part of Idaho Matters. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them at voiceofstatepublicradio.org. We would appreciate hearing from you. It is Thursday. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our Idaho Matters podcast. Just search for Idaho Matters wherever you listen. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.